Sparkle Stories, and By Thistle, By Thimble. Tadadaho and the Great White Pine. This is a sacred story that comes from the Iroquois people. It is most often called the story of the Great Peacemaker. I have heard many versions of this story. It is one of my favorite stories, and I believe it is a story people around the world need to hear right now. It is how the Iroquois Nation was founded, and it is a story that inspired Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams as they considered how to unite these very different states of America. The version I am going to tell is much shorter than most, and it is focused on one character in particular, a man named Tadadaho, and how his transformation from a fierce and dangerous tyrant into an empathetic and peaceful leader marked the transformation of an entire nation. And so once upon a time, at the edge of a very important lake, Lake Onondaga, five warring tribes found unity and peace. This was long in coming, and not at all easy to achieve. The tribes had fought for centuries, fought bitterly for victory and revenge. Many people died, many families were broken, and there was much pain, so much pain. But then, something remarkable happened. A man from a northern tribe named Dekanawida, or Great Peacemaker, had a dream that held his destiny and mission. He would bring peace to a future nation, a nation that would model a new way of being, unity and peace together always. Well, the Great Peacemaker came first to the Mohawk people, and at first, they didn't understand him. They were impressed by his deep voice and strong countenance, but they did not speak the same language. And so he showed the Mohawks that his strength was in peace and not war. He climbed a tall tree, and he asked them to cut the tree down. They did so. And when the tree began to fall, he jumped from its heights into a rushing river. The Mohawk people watched as a moment later he peacefully walked out of the river and joined them, completely unharmed. Then they knew that this man was no ordinary man. The Mohawk leaders then joined the Great Peacemaker and went west to the Oneida tribe. The Oneida leaders were quickly convinced as well, as were those of the Cayuga and the Seneca tribe. Four of the five future tribes of the Iroquois Nation joined the Great Peacemaker and wished to create his vision of peace and unity. But there was one nation, the Onondaga Nation, that did not join them. And this was because of their tyrant leader, Tadadaho. Tadadaho was a huge man with a twisted spine, crooked in seven places. He lived in a swamp by himself, and it was said that he had snakes in his hair. The Onondaga people obeyed him out of fear, for he was known to be violent and unpredictable. Unfortunately, many Onondagan families had lost sons and daughters to Tadadaho's rages. And there was one man named Hiawatha, who lost his entire family, his wife and daughters, to the tyrant leader's anger. Hiawatha had every right, it was believed, to seek revenge on Tadadaho, to repay the pain and damage the tyrant had inflicted on him. But instead of revenge, Hiawatha sought peace, and he knew exactly where to go. You see, the 49 leaders of the other four nations had gathered with the great peacemaker not far from Lake Onondaga. They were wondering how to win over Tadadaho so that the Onondaga people would join them in unity and peace. And it was here that Hiawatha, an Onondagan himself, found them and offered his help. "I know what to do," he told them. And the great peacemaker and the 49 leaders agreed. They went to the swamp where Tadadaho stayed. They sang a song of peace to him, a song of healing and compassion, a song of unity. And after a long while, the tyrant leader finally emerged from the swamp. He was a terror to behold, with his huge size, his twisted back, crooked in seven places, his long hair writhing with snakes, and most of all, his expression of pure rage and pain. He stood before the 49 leaders as they sang to him, and they could see that though he was moved by the song, his pain was at an extreme. And that was when Hiawatha and the great peacemaker stepped forward. They slowly approached Tadadaho, their eyes lowered in respect, their arms out to show that they meant no harm. They approached him slowly and steadily, and Tadadaho remained still. He was too taken by the song to move. And when the two of them were close enough, when they stood very close to him, they each wrapped their arms around the tyrant leader, and they held him. Now, Tadadaho broke from his trance in that moment and resisted, but not for long, for the two men were also very strong, but their strength was not that of anger and fierceness. Their strength was of peace and love. They held him, and then they slowly began to rub his twisted back, and Tadadaho yielded. They rubbed him until each of the seven places became uncrooked and they straightened out. This took a long time, a very long time, but as the 49 leaders sang and the great peacemaker continued to rub the back of Tadadaho, Hiawatha, the man who lost his wife and children to the tyrant leader, began to lovingly comb the snakes out of his hair. He did this slowly and so, so gently, and with every snake that fell from his hair, the tyrant leader began to transform. As his back straightened and the snakes fell from his hair, Tadadaho transformed. His face changed from an expression of rage and pain into one of deep sadness and grief. And the huge man began to weep. He remembered everything he had done. He remembered the violence, the pain, the fear that he had inflicted on his own people, and he wept steeped in grief and regret. Hiawatha and the great peacemaker continued to hold him as he wept. And when he was finished, they asked Tadadaho to join their new nation of unity, to join the Iroquois nation, and not only to join, but to be their leader, their spiritual chief. And so with deep humility and newfound compassion, Tadadaho accepted. Something new happened in that moment. A deep and enduring peace was formed on the shore of Lake Onondaga, and the great peacemaker proposed that they represent the new unity and peace with planting a tree. He proposed the planting of a great white pine tree with four roots that would stretch in four directions. The four roots would symbolize the rules of peace and unity, and the tree would symbolize the strength in that unity and peace. "But first," said the great peacemaker, "we must bury our weapons. Every last one will be placed in a deep hole. And after we have placed every last weapon in the hole, then we will plant the tree." And this is what they did. And with that act, the unity and peace became the center of the Iroquois nation. And to this day, the firekeeper, the leader of this nation, is reverently and humbly called the Tadadaho.
This has been an original story from Sparkle Stories at sparklestories.com. Copyright 2016. All rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.